Okay, we are in Parakhas in Hilchos Shumos. I'd like to finish Parakhas and Parakhas today. So again, we're continuing with people who are able or unable to partake of Truma. So Halacha Aleph Rambam says, Ha'over, excuse me, Ha'uvar, Va'yovom, Va'erizin, Va'cheresh, Ventesh, Hashanam Yom Echad, Posam Elo Machlinos. The Rambam presents a klal here, a principle, that he's going to have to clarify in each of the subsequent halachas. So even though we don't know what these mean yet, but literally, Ubar is a fetus, Yavam, which we know from Yibum, Erison, someone who has only had Kiddushin done, Cheresh is deaf mute, and some a child, 9 years or and one day and older. So they're poslin, meaning they can prevent a woman from eating truma. Veloma achilin, and we do not let her eat from that truma. So let's see what these cases are. Okay, remember, a lot of these cases is the presence of X allows the woman to go ahead and partake of truma. Okay, so lacha base. Ubar ketzat. So what's the case of the ubar? Bas Yisrael ham uberes mikohen. So let's say the daughter of a Yisrael, okay, is impregnated by a kohen. In this case, it's a relationship that's prohibited, meaning they weren't married. Lo socha b'shvi ubar. So she can't eat truma because of the fetus. Ubas kohen ham uberes miYisrael. Let's say the daughter of a kohen is impregnated by a Yisrael. Asur lachol me ubar. She cannot eat truma ever because of the status of her fetus. So kinurea means excludes the idea of her being tied to, being pregnant in such a situation. Allah gimel, bas kohen shabal le Yisrael. Let's say a daughter of a kohen has sexual relations with a Yisrael. Ein choshen shemen is abra. No, we don't assume that she got pregnant through the sexual encounter. Rather, what does she do? Because she had bia, she needs to do tefillah, she has to go to the mikvah, and she can eat truma that night. Let's say she was married to Yisrael. Unless her husband dies, she's able to go ahead and do tefillah and eat truma up to 40 days. Vim hukar ubra, but let's say we see that she's pregnant. Right, so then what we say is that it's retroactively her actions are considered to be problematic until 40 days. This is the key point. The first 40 days of a woman's pregnancy, so an important halachic principle that a fetus for the first 40 days is not considered a living thing, so to speak, but rather just literally water. Halacha dala. Bas Yisrael shenisos the kohen, so the daughter of Yisrael that marries a kohen, umes, and he dies, v'nicha mi'uberes, okay, and he dies while leaving her pregnant. Lo yochlu avdeha b'truma, so her avadim can't, her servants can't eat in the truma, b'shvil ubar, on behalf of the fetus. Sha yilod hu shemachil, she'enu yilod enamachil. So it's only when it's born that the privileges of eating truma can emerge. When it's not born, it can't. Vikachimaya ubar chalal. That's why if the fetus is really a chalal, which must be pasul from truma, ain't a pasul of avadim. The avadim can still partake of truma. El ochlim beglal echav aksherim. Right? They can. The avadim can still eat on behalf of their so to speak brethren who are kasher. Ashi yulad ze achalal until the child is born as a chalal, and then the yes you avadim melechal. The avadim will no longer be able to partake of truma. Halacha hey. Next category. Hayavam ketsa. What's the case of yibum? Bas Yisrael is Gugol Yavam Kohen. So the daughter of Yisrael who is who's tied or connected to marry Yibum, meaning a brother of her deceased husband, who happens to be a Kohen, Lo Sochal, she shouldn't eat. Shenemar B'Kohen, Kikna Nefesh, Hazed, Dan Lo Kinon. Right? So literally she can't, she can't partake of Truma because the acquisition has not taken place yet. Just because there's Zakuk doesn't mean that there's a union. Ubas Kohen as Gugal Yisrael, the daughter of a Kohen who is must perform Yibum to Yisrael, Asura Bnei Yavama, she can't eat Truma because of the connection she has to her future husband of Shemishi Marisim, Shnemar Bashal Besavia Kinurea, Prat Shomer's Yavam. So again, Kinurea excludes the Shomer's Yavam, the woman waiting to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. Allah Chavav, Yavam Kohen Shabal Yavim Tov, Ones of Ashkaga. Okay, so these cases are, let's say a Yavam is a Kohen, right? And he ends up having sexual relations with his sister-in-law. Okay, remember, her husband died. Let's say he does so, either he rapes her or he does it accidentally, or let's say he engages in sexual intercourse without completing. Even though, halachically speaking, that is considered the fulfilling the mitzvah yibum, right? But there's an added layer that exists unique to truma that he must complete the bia, the sexual act must be completed willingly. Okay, this only applies in a case where the Yavama had kedushin done after she became a widow. Avamina nisuin, but from the time that they actually consecrate the marriage, so then she can go ahead and eat based on that bia. So if it's a nisuin situation, she's able to go ahead and partake of the truma. Halacha zayin. Now erisin ketzad. As we all know, erisin is a case where kedushin was done but not nisuin yet. Bas Kohen is Arsa. So what's the case? Bas Kohen is Arsa Yisrael. The daughter of a Kohen that is engaged, i.e. has Kedushin done with the Jew, Yisrael, Asura La'achol, she can't eat Truma yet. Sharei Yishlova Kinyan. Excuse me, she can't eat Truma because there's already some type of Kinyan present. Bas Yisrael is Arsa La'Kohen. Let's say the daughter of Yisrael gets engaged, does Kedushin to a Kohen. Lo Sochal, she can't have Truma. Actually, can't Sochopa until they consummate the marriage. Shema Ta'achil Livnei Beis Aviyah Kamosh Miranah. And again, as Rabbi explained before, the reason why this chumra exists is we don't want her to, since she's still in her father's house, we're concerned that she'll distribute truma to the rest of her family. Yisrael, let's say a Yisrael she'amar lekohenes, that says to the daughter of a kohen, harei mikudesh li achar shloshim yom, you are now married to me. Remember, we can do this with kiddushim after 30 days. Harei zochas truma kol shloshim shadayim lemesarsa. She can start eating truma even for the 30 days where before the kiddushim is even taking place. Then Mamrala, if he said to her, Hare Mikudesh Slim Akcha, Ula Akha Shoshiyam, if he says to her, you're married to me from now, right, until after 30 days, right? Hare Zuasura Lachomiyaz. Now she can't eat Truma anymore. Right? The Khen Shah Tanoim Kyotzibazet. So again, in these cases, if a Tanai is made by Yisrael, if it's only when the Kedushin is Chal, that now she's no longer able to partake of Truma. Allah Khatas. What about a deaf mute? What's the case? Kohenesh, Nisus Yisrael, Cheresh. Okay, so let's say the daughter of a Kohen who marries a Jew who's deaf mute. Lo Sochal. Okay, Sharei Kohenet B'Takanes Chachamim Shnitin Lo Nisun. So in such a case, she can't, the kinyan that takes place between the Cheresh and the Bas Kohen is really the Rabbanah. Ubas Yisrael, Shnisus LeKohen Cheresh. Let's say the daughter of Yisrael marries a Kohen who's a deaf mute. Lo sochal, she can't eat. She ain't a kohen min Torah. She ain't a ben das. So again, halachically speaking, a cheresh is someone who's considered not to be someone of sufficient intellectual capacity, and therefore the kinyan's not a kinyan deraisa, and therefore she cannot partake of truma. Halacha yud. Nisar so lekohen pikeach. Okay, so let's say a woman marries a kohen who at the time is of sound mind. Below hispik lakonsa achin ischarish inokalas, right? But he didn't marry her until he became a deaf mute, meaning that the kedushin was done when he was okay, so it's healthy, and the nisuin, the actual consummation of the marriage, took place after he became a cheresh. Meis v'nafal of neyavam cheresh the yavma inokalas, or so she doesn't eat in the first case, and also in this case, let's say in the above case, let's say he dies. And now, she now is tied to a Yavam who is a Cheresh, okay, and she marries him through Yibum, also doesn't eat Truma. Avim Nasa Keshub Pikeach, let's say she married when he was of sound mind, Benitz Cheresh, and then after, again, Nasa here means they consummated the marriage when he was of sound mind, and then after that he became a Cheresh, Harizu Chalas, she could still eat Truma. Meis Nafli Yom Cheresh Yavam, Harizu Chalas, same thing by the case of Yibum. Because she started off being able to eat in a mutter way. The Eishes Cheresh, Yalvimenu, right? Let's say the wife of a Kohen who's a deaf mute, let's say they have a child, Harizu Uchalas B'Shilbana. So she can go ahead and eat Truma on behalf of the child that she had. Halach Yudav, Ben Teisha Shana B'Yom Echa Ketzah. So what about the case in Halach Aleph of 9 years and one day? What is that referring to? Misha Nivala L'Esorla, okay? So let's say the case is, let's say the daughter of a Kohen engages in sexual relations with a 9-year-old, okay? Okay. So now these this sexual act now makes her pasul from kahuna, but asur malacha v'truma, right? She can't eat from truma. Why? Nation nases zona chala. So as we know, she turns into a zona. Okay, and it's one manner. Afilu hayashachal. Even the child is unable to have children of his own. Ubas Yisrael shenasa l'kohen ben teishas shnayim yamecha. Let's say the daughter of Yisrael marries a kohen who's only 9 years and one day. Avbi shebiyaso bia. Even though the sexual act is considered complete and recognized, enoch chalas afilu katan. She cannot eat on behalf of the katan lefi she'eno kohen achiyato, because the kinyan, the final purchase, doesn't take place until he actually is of age. Suffix shu ben teishas shnayim yamecha. Suffix she'eno. Let's say we're not sure. Let's say we're not sure whether the of the case of the child being 9 years old or nasas ben yud gimel shana biyom echad suffik shevi sheizar suffik shloivi harezu asur lechol. So in both cases, suffik. In the second case, she marries a Cohen who's 13 years and one day, but we don't know if he brought two sorrows. In both these situations, harezu asur lechol. She cannot partake of truma. Oops, sorry about that. Alach yibes. Kol elu. Okay, in all the above cases, kishem she'im achil mitruma shaltara, just like a woman cannot partake of truma, kach ein ma'achil mitruma shaltivram, she also can't partake of truma midurabanan. Why? Gzeir Hashem yachil b'shaltara, because if she knows she can eat truma midurabanan, she's going to end up eating truma deraisa, which she's certainly not allowed to do. Lachu gimel. Ve'elu, now next category. Ve'elu lo posim lo ma'achilim. These are people who neither disqualify a bas kohen of eating truma, and velo ma'achilin, they also cannot, they don't enable a yisrael or bas yisrael from being able to eat truma. So ha'ones, we'll explain this in a second. Well, ha'ones is obviously a rapist, ramifata, a seducer, that showed to shenas isha, someone mentally incompetent marries a woman. Elimpian haisa asura lahen, right? Unless these are situations where she is usher to them, shehim posan osa b'biyasam, right? Then in those cases where she was be usher to them, then she's possible to the bia nation. Nasis zona b'chalak moshmanan. Again, as we know, through an usher sexual relationship, she becomes a zona. And once she's a zona or a chala, she can no longer partake. She can never partake a truma. Alach yudal. Misha nisles the kohen shote. Okay, if a woman marries a kohen who is mentally incompetent, osha anasosa, or he rapes her, osha pisosa, or seduces her, kohen the yalda ochelet the yalda. Okay, and she ends up having a kid as a result of this relationship. She can eat truma on behalf of her son because of her son. The alfi should have her suffik, all right, even though this is a situation of suffik, hold the low kedushin he, right, because we know this wasn't done with a proper kedushin. Shema ma'acher nisavra, harayavla b'chesa shezeh shabat leil. So it's possible, we say it's possible maybe she got pregnant from someone, shema ma'acher nisavra, she got pregnant from someone else. And therefore, we say the vlad is, but nonetheless, we say the vlad, the child, is from this sexual encounter. Who shall yotza le'akol im acher, as long as a rumor didn't go out that she was with someone else, el akol m'ranan acharei b'zeh akohen. Rather, what happens is they all talk about her and this kohen as being together. V'chein kohenes, so to a bas kohen shabal le'Yisrael, that a Yisrael has sexual relations with her, shote, in this case, the Yisrael is mentally incompetent, osh ansa, o pisa osa, again, also rape or seduced, v'nis abra, she gets pregnant, enochaz, v'nei ubar, she can't eat on behalf of ubar, but let's say the fetus is aborted, then in such a case, she would still be able to partake of truma. Halacha tesva. Eishas ish shebo aleha, eide kinoi ve'eide stira. Going into sota now. Let's say you have a case where a married woman, and she is going to be involved in a suspicious relationship, and there's eide kinoi, which remember, those are the ones that warn her about not secluding herself with a man, and eide stira are the eidim that see her inside a room with the man. She cannot eat truma until she drinks the meimarim. Make sure he's suffix zona, because she's a suffix zona. The meimarim, the waters will tell us whether or not she is a zona. Let's say her husband dies before she drinks from the waters. Or let's say she's one of those women who is excluded. She would not be able to drink from the waters. And she, would not be entitled to her ksuba. Then arayz asur lechol truma olam. She's forbidden to eat truma forever. V'chol eishes kohen sh'amra tmeani. Anytime the wife of a kohen says she's tame, means she was involved in something sexually incorrect. Arayz asur lechol truma. She, her acknowledgement prevents her from ever consuming truma. Finally, lacha design. Ketana bas Yisrael shenisles lekohen shalom midas aviyah. So the daughter of a Yisrael who's underage, and marries a kohen shalom edas avia against or not in line with the wishes of her father, whether it's in his presence or not, afi shekatcha avia, even if her father is mekadesher, ino achalas v'chumah, she cannot eat chumah. Shemicha ta'ase zar l'mafreya, because maybe her father will object to this, okay? And if that's the case, then it means all along she's like a czar, she's someone who cannot partake of truma. But let's say, so why is he quiet? If he remains quiet, because he's angry. And he's angry because she went ahead and got married without his consent. That's the end of parak ches. And let's move on to parak tes, which is also a short parak, halacha aleph. Now, again, going into cases when a woman, if she's able to partake of truma or not, so these are cases where, what do you call it? At what point is she no longer unable to partake of truma? As you'll see in the first case, a woman can partake of truma ad she'agia get liyada, until the get, meaning she's going to get divorced, gets into her hand, oliyad shlucha, or in the hand of her messenger, she'asa l'kabala, that she designated to receive it. V'chol she safek grusha harezu lo socha. But if it's a situation of suffix, whether we're not sure if she's divorced or not, then she should not eat truma. Aisha she'asa sa shaleach l'kabal agita, a woman who makes a shaleach to appoint a shaleach to accept the get on her behalf, asur lechol b'truma biyat. Once the appointment's made, she's now prohibited from eating truma. Vim amra, but if she says, kabal agita makam ploni, she says, accept my get in Manhattan, let's say, in asura, she's not asur to eat truma, asha giyah shaleach lo samakam, lo shaleach get to that place. Let's say she sends a shaliach to bring her the get, then she can, remember, to bring her the get, not a shaliach kabbalah, she can eat truma until the get comes to her hands. If a guy says to his wife, this is your get, that's it's your get 1 hour prior to my death, she cannot eat truma immediately. Halacha beis. Here, she kifua karkos, whoops, sorry about that. Usfina madrapas biyam. So you have a let's say a city's under siege, or let's say people on a boat and it's going to sink. Vayotze lidon, or what do you call it, or someone who is taken to court and is suspected of getting capital punishment. Hareilu b'cheskas kayamin. Right, we assume they're still alive. Ain't sarach lomar mifarish v'yotze b'sheyara. Right, and of course we assume someone's alive when they go on some sort of long business trip. Aval ir shekiv shua karkom usfina she'avda biyam. But let's say a city that was conquered, or a boat that's lost at sea, v'hotzi lahara yibate dini akam, or let's say someone's actually taken out from the court to get killed, umisha garaso chaya onafalav mapolis, or let's say someone who's attacked by an animal, or someone who fell under a landslide, or shatfa nar, or let's say was taken away by a river, nozlo chomri mesim v'chomri chayim. So we apply to them both stringencies of being dead and stringencies of being alive. Vikach. Now, what does that do with truma? So let's say their wives, or let's say a situation of a Bas Cohen who's married to Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael Cohen, or the daughter of Yisrael that's married to Cohen. Hare lo yochel. In all these cases, women are out. Let's say someone is sentenced to a skila in let's say Sanhedrin, in our courts, Jewish courts, and they're getting ready to get skila. So once the gavel comes down in Sanhedrin, the person is considered to be like they're dead, and that's why the wife can no longer partake of the truma. Halacha gimel, yinicha baila goses b'medina acheres. Let's say the woman left her husband while he was a goses, meaning he is about to die in another country. Bein shayis kohen es Yisrael, Yisrael es kohen, doesn't matter if it's a bas kohen married to Yisrael or a Yisrael married to kohen. Lo socha. She can't, there's no more eating a truma, shirob goes to lamisa. Because once the guy is defined as goses, meaning he's about to die, he's considered dead. Echadom reiz vechadom lomes, reiz lo socha. But let's say an aide comes along and says that he's dead. Another aide comes along and says he didn't die. Because of the suffix, we say she's no longer allowed to partake of truma. Halacha dalet, 1 second. Amra lot sarasa. Amra lot sarasa. Let's say a man is married to two wives, right? And one of the wives tells the other, so achas mechamish and nashim. Remember those cases we had a long time ago about the five wives, or one of the five wives, she'ina ne'manus la'ida, right? Because remember, in these relationships of these five women, right? I don't mean the five wives, I mean the five women, because of their relationships to each other, they're not trusted to testify. In either one of these cases, shemeis baila, they testify that the husband died, hol ve'ina nisei salpiyim. right? Harezu ucheles v'truma v'chesa shabai l'kaim. So Zuvi don't trust their testimony, so she could still eat truma. Ach yayla mishu neman l'asi alpeh. Until someone comes along who's trustworthy, and because of his testimony, she'd be allowed to get remarried. Halacha, hey. Hamishachar is avdo, someone who flees their eved, their servant, mishu yiskalo v'get shechor. This is the other kind of get. Once he gets the document that allows him to be freed, pasul l'achol b'truma, then he no longer can partake of truma, because he's no longer belonging to the kohen. The whole eved sheyatzal lecheres, any eved that actually is freed entirely, but dainhu meukav gets shachar, so he's free. We didn't get his contract yet, his severance of contract. Kamoshi's rabbi hilchos about them. We'll see later on hilchos about them. Avichen ari also lechol b'truma. Nonetheless, he still, even though he needs to get shachar, he still cannot partake of truma. Halacha vav. One second. Let's say someone goes ahead and transfers his property to someone else. Right? And basically gives it to this other person. And there are servants included in this, in his property. And doesn't say anything when he gives it over to him. But then afterwards, what happens is that he protests this the avadim or some of the nechassim. Harizes sofek im zesh tiveach hochiach sofat chalasa. But then we also mishos mishon o zesh tiveach ah shesach chazarba. So we don't know if someone was silent and in protest. Remember, it's very important whether the avadim can still partake a truma or not, whether the exchange of ownership took place or not. So since we don't know whether he exited or didn't exit the rishus of the kohen, v'vigachin ochum b'truma. So therefore, that's why he can't have truma. Bein shaya ravo shnei Yisrael. Barishon Kohen, Bein Shaya Rabba Rishon Yisrael, Vashen Kohen. Doesn't matter if the second master is a Yisrael and the first one's a Kohen, or vice versa, either way, because of the Safek, he cannot partake of Truma anymore. Allah Zayin, Yisrael Shasachar Behima, Mikohen Ma'achila Truma. So if a Yisrael rents an animal that belongs to a Kohen, he can feed the animal Truma. The Kohen Shasachar Behima Yisrael, a Kohen who rents an animal owned by a Jew, even though he's tied up to provide for it, he shouldn't give a truma because he doesn't really own it. Since he doesn't own it, that's why he doesn't give it truma. Okay, Yisrael she some para mikoin. So excuse me, she some para mikoin lepitma. So lepatma, excuse me. So let's say a Yisrael gets a cow from a kohen, and the purpose of it is to make it fatter, the Lios of Shevach Benan, and they'll split the profits as a result. Can't feed the Truma, even though the Kohen owns a piece of the Shevach of the eventual profit, no, you can't feed a Truma to the animal. But a Kohen who basically takes the cow from the Jew to fatten it up, even though the Jew has a portion of the profits, whole of a goof of the Kohen, since the object itself, the animal, belongs to the Kohen. So that's why you can still feed the animal truma. So when a cow belongs to Yisrael, she yelled a bechor that gives birth to a bechor, which remember, bechor goes to a kohen. Because of that, machilo truma. So you can feed a truma because a bechor goes to kohanim. The otzer adam karshini truma, the soch shuvchav. So too, a person can store like this semi-edible food. That's truma in his birdhouse. And we're not concerned that the doves, the birds, will come along and eat from that material. Finally, lacha yud yearly, the Rambam surmises im machar kohen parasal Yisrael. If a kohen sold his cow to a Jew, Yisrael, the lacha chadamim, and he takes the money, even though the purchaser didn't take it yet. He can't feed a truma anymore. Shadin Torah ma'os kanos, because the din Torah is money seals the purchase. Kamoshi's bar bilchos mekach mekar, which we'll see later on. The macha Yisrael a coin. If a Yisrael sells it to the coin, afi chinos nedamim, even though he gave him the money, lo sochu truma shim shoch. There, in that case, even though the money does seal the deal, nonetheless, he shouldn't feed a truma until he actually takes the animal into his possession. That ends Parak Tes, and we will do Parak Yud, God willing, on Sunday, Shabbat Shalom.